Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, sunny, breezy, high around 63. Kenosha right now is at 42 degrees, 41 Burlington, Milwaukee 46, and it's 43 in Racine. The Racine Common Council and Committee of the Whole last night made a couple of amendments to the 2017 budget. Administrative adjustments to use $100,000 less from health reserves, the recycling fee increase, that'll be covered by $190,000 from the undesignated fund balance instead of being on the property bills. Alderman Steve Smetana said that he got a lot of calls about having to pay more for something initially promoted as just $10 for the recycling carts. Alderman Jeff Coe, though, voicing concern about using reserve money the city might need for future budgetary decisions.
I know it's only $6, and I know it hurts some people and stuff like that, but like I said, coming up in the next couple of years, we're going to have some new issues. We don't know what's going to happen with insurance, and we may have to dig deeper into the reserves next year, so I don't think this is a good move at this time.
There was a proposal to increase aldermanic salaries by 3%, Alderman Mike Shields suggesting the fund balance for that while looking at a cost of living adjustment later on. Alderman Q.A. Shakur noted state law allows salary increases, but only after the next election, and Racine's election schedule uses the odd-even district number.
Before the odd aldermen run, it could be changed in that aspect, and then once they're elected, that's what they'll have. But the aldermen of the even districts, we'd have to stay with our two-year term, whatever the salary was set at, until we run for office again. But it has to be noted like that.
The aldermanic salary increase proposal was received and filed. Meanwhile, an amendment to pay for a development office staffer with intergovernmental funds instead of the general fund was defeated. The 2017 Racine budget, as amended, will get a final council vote next Tuesday night. The public hearing for the Kenosha County budget for next year drew just four people. Among them, Gary Gronke, chairing the Kemper Center Board, who thanked the supervisors for their continued support in noting that the organization needs a fixed income to survive.
And that's the one thing the Kemper Board is working on the hardest right now, that we have guaranteed income every single month from an avenue that we can depend on. We are working very hard at Kemper, and we truly thank everything that you do for us. I greatly appreciate this partnership. Everybody at the Kemper Board appreciates it.
After the public comment, there was some more discussion about the budget. Finance Committee Chairman Terry Rose explaining that with the spending plan, the $63.8 million levy represents an almost 3% increase over this year for a property tax of $3.94 on a home valued at $100,000. He noted that funding for debt service comprises one of the largest decreases in the budget, $321,000.
It was down $321,000. Due to resizing of some of the bonds, bid premium credits, and the use of debt service reserves.
Major impacts on the levy include, according to Rose, a $1.4 million increase in insurance cost, health insurance cost, a $2.6 million increase for county personnel. The county budget for Kenosha will be dealt with tonight. 7 o'clock is when the county board gets back together. Few students had to jump out of second-story windows to escape a fire in their apartment building near the UW-Whitewater campus last night. That complex houses both students and others. They had to be shut down afterward, the fire damaging it last night. Some of the residents were trapped for a time, but were evacuated safely. Nobody got hurt. One witness said there were several students who heard what sounded like a large explosion and then speculated maybe a gas line was involved. The fire department worked with police, the school, and the American Red Cross trying to find temporary shelter for those displaced students. And a Racine teenager accused of shooting a man several times after an argument more than a year ago has been sentenced to a total of 7 years in prison by Racine County Judge Eugene Gasukevich. 17-year-old Tremekwe Massey originally faced four counts stemming from that October 2015 incident over on Marquette Street. Earlier in the year, he pled no contest to a reduced charge of first-degree reckless injury, along with being an adjudicated juvenile in possession of a firearm. The Racine City Plan Commission held public hearings and then approved conditional use permits for a non-animal nonprofit and a new Westside Fitness site. Jody Hoffman with Wolfgang Rescue, looking to use 1535 Laird Avenue for their canine rescue and adoption center.
What we are seeking is a building where we can house paperwork. That's a huge one because we have to keep all of our records and stuff, and it gets a lot for Carrie's basement. And so we're seeking somewhere that we can house that stuff, that volunteers can go and grab the extra crates or bowls or whatever for their foster dogs.
Lakefront Fitness, according to Jason Ewell, looking at a former paint, carpet, and blinds building at Lathrop and Wright Avenues to offer CrossFit and personal training along with nutrition and mobility classes.
We opened in August of last year down in Kenosha, and we've beat our projections way better than we could ever have imagined. And then when we saw this opportunity, actually our friends, Nate and Nina, who own Mental Image CrossFit here in town, came to us looking to get out of the ownership of their gym.
The Plan Commission also supported resolution of the Planet Fitness signage dispute outside their new Regency Mall location, yellow letters on a dark background instead of yellow on purple. Lehman announcing completion of its expansion project in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park, 99,000 square feet of warehouse expansion. Lehman's an international logistics provider and freight forwarder, as it's called, 127 full-time employees across the country, 52 of them in Sturtevant. Company got $150,000 in state tax credits tied to the increase in jobs at that facility. Well, with the election over and state legislative races now settled for another term, leadership decisions are about to be made at the Capitol. A spokesperson for Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha says he'll be taking a day or two and then decide if he'll seek re-election to that post. The Assembly Democrats meet next Tuesday. A spokesperson for Speaker Robin Voss says that he will seek to retain that position when the Assembly Republicans meet on Monday. State Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skoko is going to be leaving that position effective January 7th. Unexplained reasons. He put out a statement that says, "We have made an unprecedented difference for Wisconsin's veterans over the last 6 years, and I thank Governor Walker for the opportunity to serve." Southeast Wisconsin immigrants are concerned about their future with Donald Trump becoming president. 20-year-old Valeria Ruiz of Racine telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel she, her parents, and 9-year-old sister have lived here for 16 years. They came to this country illegally when she was 3. Ruiz, among many immigrants who say they're fearful of being deported next year once Trump takes office. She filed for deferred action for childhood arrivals at the age of 16 under the program enacted by President Obama. About 24 members of the Olympia Brown Church in Racine last night met in sanctuary. They were looking for answers and maybe assurances in the wake of the Trump victory for the White House. Part political discussion, part support group, the speakers fearful the election results might lead to a rise in hate crimes, validate hurtful speech, result in the breakup of immigrant families. A measure of optimism put forth by former state Senator John Lehman, who said the political process will still include checks and balances.
Within the Republican Party, and certainly from Democrats, you're going to get opposition to crazy ideas. Right. If Donald Trump doesn't govern in a way that listens to people, he'll hear about it, and he won't get the support.
And Lehman added that there is still plenty of ways for Trump opponents to get involved in the political process. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says while President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence have hinted at a possible cabinet appointment, he told them about helping them more as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, work that starts for him next week. Meanwhile, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark's name has been mentioned to possibly head up Homeland Security in the Trump administration.
Trump, the first non-politician to assume the presidency since Dwight Eisenhower, now shifts his focus to the transition to the White House and building a Trump administration. Current RNC chairman Reince Priebus, one potential option for Trump's chief of staff.
I haven't thought about it. And right now I'm chairman of the party. I'm excited about that job.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also mentioned as a possibility for the chief of staff role, with potential cabinet selections including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Senator Bob Corker, Senator Jeff Sessions, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, you can get our Twitter updates throughout the day. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.